relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm going to shock our 3 million listeners, our viewers on Rumble, and even my team. Greetings, friends. Here is the news on America First. My name is Sebastian Gorka. I am white, and I am a heterosexual. Do I get any points? Or do I have to be a gay football player? Yes, indeed. We'll get to that later. We were having far too much fun already. Why? Because my favorite podcaster in the known multiverse, all alternative galaxies included, he's not just on the phone line. He's in studio. The one, the only Daily Wire's Andrew Klavan with no E's. Drew, welcome to America First.
Thank you. It is a joy to be here, I have to say.
It's finally.
Yeah, exactly.
Finally. All right.
You didn't know I actually had physical corporeal
presence,
reality.
Right, yeah. Right. You have actually manifested here in studio. Okay, we're going to have so much fun. First things first, I got to share with you. I'm sure you listened to the show yesterday, but I just want to remind you what we played yesterday. Let's share with Andrew Klavan a slew of videos. Let's just start with one video. Let's go to cut 9, an explication of today's America from that wonderful purveyor of philosophy known as TikTok.
Oh, actually, I'm gender fluid. Oh, okay. Wait, what does gender fluid mean again? Gender fluid means my gender changes depending on the day or week, or even depending on the hour. It also means the pronouns I'm comfortable with can change, too. Oh, so how do I know what pronouns to use for you and other gender fluid people? We all express them differently, but personally I express them through color-coded bracelets. Pink means she, her, yellow means they, them, and blue means he, him. And if I'm comfortable with more than one pronoun, I will combine them. Oh, okay, so today's a she-they day? You got it. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Andrew, and 20 years ago, 30 years ago, that would have been a comedy skit. In fact, in The Life of Brian by Monty Python, that was a skit.
Actually,
it was a very good skit. What do you mean you want to have babies? You don't have a womb, was comedy. What happened?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, all comedy is now prophecy, right? Monty Python is just the future. Which is like, right. And listen, to be fair, I mean, I have a similar, you know, I have a different shoe size every day. And so I like,
really?
Yes, and a lot of people don't know whether to call me Flatfoot or Twinkle Toes. And
do
so
you signal it?
I signal
with
it
a bracelet?
With
a,
exactly, okay. With a little braid. And also I, you know, do that little piece of hair on the back. I, you know, I'll braid it, you know, possibly. Yeah, this is induced psychosis. It is induced psychosis. And, you know, you can drive people crazy. I don't think that all of these people would be this crazy if they were in a disciplined, ordered society that said, you know, there is a range of opinions you can have about the truth, but the truth remains the truth. And that's the place we lost our common sense. You know, it is true that people see things differently. It is true that there is a range of moral approaches to any given situation, but it's not true that there's an infinite range. And it's not true that reality, what we are doing is we're reacting to reality. We're reacting to God's creation as individual human beings. That's a beautiful thing. But once you start to say that that creation is so fluid that it doesn't exist, you've actually gone insane. And so these are things that people are taught. Like she wasn't born like that.
No.
She hasn't got some genetic difficulty where she can't speak sense. You know, she's been taught that her craziest, and even the structure of what she's doing is the kind of thing that goes on in your head when you're in the shower. You know, she's asking herself questions and answering the questions.
Not out loud. You don't do that out loud, usually.
Exactly. Right. And if you do, you don't do it on video.
And then post it.
Exactly.
But you mentioned the word truth. So this isn't just a psychopathy. This isn't just a collective dynamic. And it's very intriguing, guys. If you haven't looked into this, the quote-unquote transitioning, the gender transitioning, is almost 90% young girls to quote-unquote males. There's something very interesting. It's not boys to women, quote-unquote. It is pubescent girls in a group dynamic that are doing it collectively. We'll put that aside for a second. But it's not just psychopathy or a group dynamic. This denial of the objective truth is a deliberate ploy.
Yes, because it is based on the fact that the philosophy that the left has, let's call it Marxism as a general term, never works. And so the fact that it never works, they have to tell you that you're not seeing what you're seeing. And this happened very early on. I think it's Engel who first came up with the idea of false consciousness. The idea that, hey, you know, if you go to work and that gives you dignity and you make enough money to have a little house and a yard and you think, hey, this is great. This is the good life. This is better than the lives of 99.9% of the people who have ever lived, right? The lives we live in America, even among the poor, are still better than the lives most people have ever lived. That's a false consciousness. You just don't understand that you're oppressed. And that false consciousness idea has now been extended through postmodern philosophy, the French philosophy that basically says, no, everything is an illusion created by the powerful to fool the powerless into thinking that they're happy. And that's how we get to this state.
This is how Black Lives Matter actually has a tenet of its belief system or propaganda, that successful black Americans are still oppressed because they're right. Inside a white structure. It doesn't matter if you drive a Lamborghini as a black man, you're still in an oppressed superstructure.
Exactly. And it's why people are told, you know, a lot of people think, you were saying that a lot of this transitioning goes on among young women. And a lot of people think there's a war on men, that men and masculinity are being degraded. But I think it's different. I think that there's actually a war on femininity. They want women to be men, but because men are better men than women are, they then degrade men.
Right.
Degrading men is a way of getting rid of the feminine. And the reason they want to get rid of the feminine is it's against everything they believe in. It's more spiritual. It's more human being connected. It's less involved in power structures. It is more...
We're dopes. I mean, guys are just, you know... But women are important.
But women are important.
Right.
And women are actually like the begetters of humanity, not just physically.
Yes.
But they now know that some of the instincts that people had in the old days, that this connection, this, you know... the famous picture of the Virgin Mary with a baby, this connection that a mother and baby have, is where babies learn to be human. There's actual interchange between neurons in a mother's and a baby's idea. And all of those things are anathema to the left because the left is materialist. The left is telling you that the only thing that matters about your life is how much money you have, whether you have as much money as the guy next to you, whether you are as powerful
as
you are.
How much sex you're having.
How much sex you're having and what kind, and that you can have any kind of sex, even if it's degrading to you and the person you're having it with. All of those things just strip all the values, all the spiritual values out of life. And leave us with this kind of, we're kind of like meat puppets with chemistry sets inside, and we can be all our problems can be solved with more chemistry.
I'm completely free associating here, but that image of the mother and the child, we know that the keying off the mother's face is essential to human development at the beginning. How does masks fit into this? Because I am still enraged, enraged that I see parents leading their kids, their toddlers, to the playground, and the child has a mask on. The damage they're doing.
Well, it's so inherent in human interaction to look in a person's face. And the reason that, you know, people like me have serious questions about the Muslim practice of veiling women entirely is because you strip them of your humanity. All she is now is kind of a thing, a woman thing, whose entire reality is based on your reaction to her. Whereas if you're looking at a face, it's very hard to look a man in the face and hate him for the color of his skin. It's hard to look a man or a woman in the face and degrade them. You know, there are people who can do it. There are people who practice and work at it. But for most of us, when you look at a person's face, you see yourself. You see the image of God, really.
Well, and you see the eyes speak of a soul. I mean, you see this is not an animal. This has a soul.
Yes, and we read each other's faces. But great, no computer can do what we do with other people's faces. And they love taking that away, because once we're just dealing with power structures and material, then we can treat each other like garbage and our freedom is up for sale.
All right, we're going to continue this discussion for the next 17 hours. Are you ready, guys? We're going to have some fun. He is the Galactic Master. He is the man behind the Andrew Klavan podcast with The Daily Wire, author of Another Kingdom and so much more. Follow him at Andrew Klavan, KLAVAN. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Are you in pain? Is it daily? Have you tried everything else and failed to find relief? If that's the case, you have got to try the incredible product Relief Factor from the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and I'm still pain-free 2.5 years later. But it's not just me. It's tens of thousands of Americans across the country, like Gary from California. I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. You should be the next success story. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. Do it today. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. You know it makes sense. Don't you deserve to find out? I think you know the answer to that question. Of course you do. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. That footage, which I will describe for our radio listeners, it's from Oakland. Somebody was shot
An ambulance was sent to recover the shot individual, and the people around the ambulance, which was stuck there, were twerking, climbing on the roof, just making sexually explicit movements as the person was bleeding out. I have to ask you, Andrew Claven, did the collapse of Rome have anything quite like that?
Well, you know, what's so interesting about this is I lived through this in the 70s in New York, and when New York, you couldn't go out for a pack of gum, basically, without risking your life, and friends wouldn't come to visit because it was so dangerous. Rudy Giuliani came in, and as they called him racist every single day the New York Times called Rudy Giuliani a racist, he cleaned up the city, saving thousands of black lives. I mean, saving thousands of black lives people who would have been murdered but weren't, because he didn't tolerate that kind of criminality. It's amazing how quickly the Democrats have reversed that trend in cities. Our crime rates have been going down and down and down. And even de Blasio in New York for a while was smart enough to keep some of the old cops in place at the top of the chain in the police department. But ultimately, the Democrat leftist nature just took over, and they start thinking about, there are too many people in jail. It's all these lovely, lovely people are in jail. And now you can't put people away when they're arrested. They can get out.
Well, unless they're MAGA supporters.
Unless they're MAGA. Well, that, of
course. Then they get solitary for 5 months.
Execution, yeah. But right. But no, it was a moment. It took de Blasio a moment to turn Rudy Giuliani's beautiful city, which had become probably the safest big city in the world, into a cesspit. It's a cesspit. And what's amazing is, I think it's today they're voting in the primary. And the primary, of course, is almost the election for mayor in New York, because they're only Democrats. So only Democrats are. And the Democrats are competing to see which one of them can promise to let more people out of prison than the other one. No one is really saying. They kind of hint at it sometimes.
There's
an ex-cop. He's a little bit tougher. But, like, nobody is really saying, hey, this is a problem.
But it's not just crime. It's not just rampant crime. Yes. And the footage of the two children almost being killed, and then the Puerto Rican couple being executed just mafia style. I've been to Afghanistan. You've been to Afghanistan. We don't want to see that on the streets of America. But you're an expert on culture. And you were born here. I wasn't. Can you explain to me, somebody is dying, and I can understand if it's a buddy of yours, you want to break them out, you have an issue with authority, you want to smash the police vehicle. I can understand those dynamics. But sexually graphic gyrations, where does a human being associate somebody dying in an ambulance with my need to shake my backside at a camera? Is that just the ultimate moral decay?
Well, it is ultimate moral decay. There's no question about that.
But what are the synapses? What's firing there those people?
I think you become used to it, though. I mean, I think when you
it's just
have,
a culture.
Yeah, if you have a roach in your apartment, you step on it, you go out of your way to step on it. If your apartment is infested with roaches, you hardly notice them anymore. And I think what we have is a place where people are getting blown away routinely. The police are not, nobody is shocked. The police are not being called upon to do what police officers are there to do. The police are being abused and slandered in terrible ways, where they do such an amazing, difficult job. Ultimately, you just become inured to it. You become frozen. You have a guy lying there dying, which would make you and me hopefully run to help, or at least try to get help. It becomes just another reason to celebrate, another reason to dance around. And it is, you're right, it is a terrible, first of all, it's a terrible thing to do to the people who are doing it. It is a terrible thing that has been done to the people who are twerking. They weren't born like that. Mm-hmm. They didn't have to be like that. It's not some genetic characteristic that they're like that. They are like that because of policy. This is the people at the top. It's always the people on the bottom who get blamed. And, of course, the people on the bottom end up doing terrible things. But this is Democrat leftist policy. This creates this city.
Okay, stop there. I had dinner last night, and it was a conservative crowd, somebody's birthday party. Lady next to me, conservative, starts talking to me, and she says, why don't you engage with Nancy Pelosi? Why don't you invite the Democrats on your show? And I said, for what purpose? To waste time? There's no concept of good faith Socratic dialogue. And she said, no, you've got to understand, they're all well-meaning. Now, I got really angry, and I controlled myself because, it's a dinner party. But I convinced, it took me 30 minutes, and I understood why she said that. She's a conservative. Her daughter is a hardcore liberal, and she thinks her daughter is well-meaning. I'm sure she is. But as you analyze a terrorist group, as you analyze the Third Reich, you have to differentiate between the membership and the leadership.
That's right.
And Nancy Pelosi isn't well-meaning. She knows what she's doing. And we have to be cognizant of the fact that there is no good faith at the top of an elite that literally wants to dismantle our civilization, Andrew.
Well, I think this is right. As long as we're keeping it at the elite, I personally would have any of them on the show because they never get asked tough questions. They never get pinned to the wall because the press is part of it all. But it really is a disdain for the people. This is the thing. If you don't believe that an individual, no matter what rank he's in, no matter what part of the class structure he's in, if you don't believe that individual has the right to make his own decisions, have his own philosophy, do the things that he wants to do within what's social and civilized, if you don't believe in that, and you're just afraid, you just think these people are bigots, they're racist, they're what do you care? What do you care what happens? You just want to keep them happy, keep them quiet.
Bread and circus.
This thing about a guaranteed income always drives me crazy. They don't have to work. They don't need dignity. They don't need creativity. They don't need to make something of their lives. Just give them enough money and they'll live lives like artists. What is Pelosi said? They'll be poets. They'll all be poets. You know, it's complete indifference to what ordinary people do. I have known all my life, I consider myself a member of the elite in the sense that I've had money and I go to schools and all this stuff. But I understand that if I disappeared, the guy who collects the garbage disappeared. They'd miss the guy who collects the garbage a lot longer than they'd miss me, if they ever miss me, you know.
As a child born and raised in the UK, I can tell you in the 1970s, the winter of discontent, when there were no garbage collections, none. Things get very, very Mad Max very, very quickly. God bless Maggie. Rest in peace, who brought us out of that misery. We're talking to the man, the legend, Andrew Klavan, host of The Andrew Klavan Show with The Daily Wire. Download it, subscribe wherever you get your content, and follow him on Twitter at Andrew Klavan. I'm Sebastian Gorka. If you like this radio show, support those who make it possible, like the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of the MyPillow. 51 million sold. I love them. My whole team does. President Trump loves them too. Get up to 66% off if you use my name. Support this great American, a patriot who is hated because he believes in God, in family, and in America. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Casablanca, city of hope and despair, located in French Morocco in North Africa. The meeting place of adventurers, fugitives, criminals, refugees lured into this danger-swept oasis by the hope of escape to the Americas. But they're all trapped, for there is no escape. Against this fascinating background is woven the story of an imperishable love and the enthralling saga of six desperate people, each in Casablanca, to keep an appointment with destiny.
I was willing to shoot Captain Renault, and I'm willing to shoot you.
All right, Major, you asked for it.
Now, I'm a complicated guy, because my answer to the best movie ever made is Blade Runner and Casablanca. But that's who I am. Andrew Klavan, he is the man behind my favorite podcast, The Andrew Klavan Show. We used to make unbelievable movies. I truly think, I mean, Casablanca, and if you read the history of how it was made, it was just chaos. It was anarchy. Yeah. Anarchy. I mean, how many script, I mean, 20 script writers or whatever. But none of the people involved said, we're going to make a movie about conservatism and Judeo-Christian values. None of them said that. But they were just artists.
If you want to trace the cultural history of America, Casablanca, I think the greatest American film ever made. You know, people say Citizen Kane because they took down a conservative news magnate with great camera angles, so they think it's a good movie. But Casablanca is a great movie. And what's it about? It's about a guy who has been hurt. Who lost his love, who has to understand that there are things more important than his personal problems. And
Christ-like.
He has to make a sacrifice. If you want to trace the cultural history of the American mind, look at that and then look at the movie The English Patient, which The English Patient is the anti-Casablanca, won the Oscar. It's about a guy who basically says, the countries don't matter. We're the countries. Our bodies are the countries. And he actually sells secrets to the Nazis in order to get back to his lady love because that doesn't matter. It's an incredibly anti-Semitic film in which a Nazi is shown kind of reluctantly torturing a thief because, you know, you have to take care of these. It's an amazing movie. It's a filthy movie in a lot of ways. You know,
invidious.
Filled with talent. But that is the difference. The difference between a country that is willing to sacrifice self for something larger and a country that says, no, something larger has to be sacrificed for self.
So when did conservatives stop making movies like Casablanca and why?
Well, for one thing, the system fell apart. You know, they had a studio system that was run by businessmen. And businessmen, the people who built this the Hollywood, the movie industry, largely immigrants, many Jews, they knew what was out there. They're like you. They saw it. They're not a guy who like grew up in Scarsdale and thinks everything is great. You know, they understood what the alternatives were. And they wanted to be accepted. So they were very liberal in that sense, liberal in the good sense of that word. They wanted America to be for everybody who was in America. But they wanted to entertain the people. They wanted to entertain the people. Were there Catholics out there? Well, let's do a movie about a priest with Bing Crosby. You know, were there other kinds of Christians? Were there Jews, Italians? Well, let's bring them all together in this kind of vision of America that they sold to the world. When the studio system broke down, and it broke down because of the courts, of rulings in the courts against the studio system, the inmates took over the asylum. You had this amazing explosion of creativity during the 70s when you got films like The Godfather and Jaws and things like that and the early Spielberg pictures. But after that, what you had were actors and directors making the big decisions with the businessmen standing by. And so you had the craziest people in town running the business. And now, because it's an international business, because it's based on a lot of things that have nothing to do with box office, they don't care whether you go to see their movies anymore. Their movies, I mean, when you make a movie, I can't remember what it was called, Moonlight or Midnight, that's about a black gay guy. Not a bad little slice of, tiny little slice. And you give that the Oscar, maybe seven people saw it. You know, you're no longer making movies for the people. You're making movies for your own prestige and virtue signaling. And that really made that industry collapse. And now it's virtually dead. Nobody goes to the movies except for the superhero films.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. We're talking to Andrew Klavan, the author of Another Kingdom. He is with The Daily Wire, The Andrew Klavan Show, andrewklavan.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, live streaming on Facebook, on Rumble. Are you a subscriber? It's free. Already 350,000 subscribers. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka to watch us in video and see all the segments you may have missed. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. We are coming to you live from the relieffactor.com studios.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
If you're a father, if you're a grandfather, if you're an uncle, if you have other humans in your charge, if you just have a loved one that you share your bed with, what is your primary responsibility? After you've got things in order, your ducks in a row with God, you have to provide. You have to protect. Are you ready to provide and protect under the current administration? For the first time in 50 years, gas lines at gas stations. Come on. What's the next thing that's going to hit? A cyber attack for the food supply of America? Are you ready? You should be, because it's your job. Do what I do. I have chosen my Patriot Supply, the biggest, most trusted supplier of long-term storage food in America. They started after Katrina, and today they are the best. Their one-month supply is essential. Just one bucket that is 25 years, it's going to stay fresh. You've got to have at least that to provide for your family in an emergency. Get $50 off if you use my name. Don't be caught when the shelves at the grocery are empty. There is a 72-hour supply of food at the local grocery store. 72 hours. The chain is stopped. That's it. You've got 3 days. This is a month's worth of food. $50 off. Go to preparewithgorka.com. Be prepared to always provide for your family. Don't get caught in a situation that you will regret and your family will go hungry. Preparewithgorka.com. $50 off your one-month supply. I did it. So should you. Preparewithgorka.com. We are back with the galactic master behind the Andrew Klavan podcast with the Daily Wire. Follow him today at Andrew Klavan, K-L-A-V-A-N. He just doesn't like that letter E. Andrew, we're talking Hollywood. You're an incredibly successful script writer. You know the milieu. Let's pay tribute to a man who also understood what happened to it. Cut 9, Andrew Breitbart.
You cannot get a film produced now that has Islamist terrorists. You can get movies produced. In fact, you see them all over the place in which people of traditional values or corporations, American corporations, are the bad guys. And one thing I've been able to find out over the last 10 years is more money now comes from foreign box office. Right. So you're catering to the foreign audience. And so we may have an investment against radical Islam, but the rest of the world wants to kind of keep at bay and doesn't want to take them on, doesn't want to foment rage against that community.
So how corrupt? Now it's China that we have to think of when it's making changes in post to the remake of Red Dawn. Just how corrupt is Hollywood, Andrew?
Well, it's corrupt. I mean, and, you know, it's ideologically corrupt. It's not just money corrupt. People always say all they ever care about in Hollywood is money. That's because they've never worked in Hollywood. They care about love just like every artist works for love. They care about women getting good cars, being invited to the right parties. And all of those things depend upon a leftist point of view. Right this minute in Hollywood, wokeism has so taken over that, first of all, the movies are garbage. I mean, that's like they haven't made a good movie in forever. The only good things that are really being made are these little thrillers like The Woman at the Window and The Undoing on HBO Max that are just kind of by-the-beat thrillers. But this thing with China is serious, and it's doubly serious. Well, it's triply serious. It's serious for one thing because China wishes us ill. China wishes to destroy the primacy of the freest country that's ever existed and make sure that their point of view, which is an oppressive, as we see in Hong Kong, as we see with the Uyghurs, as we see in the way they treat their own people, this is an oppressive form of government. This is the CCP. It's not a communist party. That's a misnomer. It is just an oppressive. I don't even know what to call it. It's like a fascist party or some kind of authoritarian. Let's call it authoritarian. So that's one reason it's corrupt. The other reason is because they share a point of view with Twitter, with Facebook, with Google, with all these people who want to be able to make a zillion dollars. So they want a sort of a free market, but they don't want free minds. It's not free markets, free minds. It's just free markets. We make a zillion dollars, and then we exclude everybody else.
And we actually help the Chinese communist regime censor information from their own people, which is what Google is actually doing right now. I have to ask you the question, so what do we do, Andrew? Do we build conservative ghettos of culture? What is our response from people like you and I who know it's not the hitting audiences over the head with our values, it's good stories based on those values.
But you know, you shouldn't say conservative ghettos, because it took them 70 years to infiltrate and destroy our culture. We're not going to win it back in one Trump term or two Trump terms or any number of terms. We're going to win it back by slowly doing to them what they did to America, which is taking over the institutions and building institutions that put forward a different point of view. If you build a conservative outlet for telling stories, they don't have to be, you're absolutely right, they don't have to be conservative stories. They just have to be good, honest stories, because the world is conservative. The facts are conservative.
Reality is conservative.
That's all we have to do. If you do that, people will come. You just have to make it so that they can't knock you off. They can't knock you off YouTube. They can't knock you off Twitter. We don't do that. We sit around and whine about the fact that they cancel us. But why do they own all the corporations?
Minute left in this segment. We have one hobbling weakness from the get-go. If your ideology is collectivist, you can have a long march through the institutions because you are the Borg. We are individualists. Can we have a long march of drones? Who's going to have the plan?
I think we have to have a better definition of what it means to be free. I think this idea that in order to be free, we can't talk about God because you may not believe in God. No, our freedom is based on rights given to us by God. We have to talk about God. We have to talk about the good, and we have to define the good. We can't just say there is such a thing as good and evil, but we have to say what everybody agrees with. Freedom is better than slavery. And therefore, if freedom is not better than slavery, then why are we so worried about the fact that we held slaves? And if it is better than slavery, then why are we taking it away from people in the name of racial equity? We have to be able to call out what it is we actually do believe, which does, as you're right, it does include a lot of different opinions, but not every opinion. It doesn't include the opinions that oppress. And those are the stories we need to tell.
My friends, it's not just about Hollywood and cancel culture in general. It's about the way you communicate with your loved ones, with your friends. It's about mobile phone networks. Why? Because the big ones support left-wing causes that take away your freedoms, not Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America with the broadest nationwide coverage. And what do they do when you pay your bill? They donate to causes you believe in. The First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, hundreds of thousands of dollars thanks to you. Make the switch today. You can keep your old phone number. Their U.S.-based team is rated exceptionally high for customer service. Make the switch and feel good every time you make a call or you send that text. Special discounts for veterans, for first responders, but they have packages for every budget. Right now, if you switch, you'll get 50% off your first 2 months, $100 off any phone in stock with your one-year commitment, and free premier activation if you use my name. Call them right now, 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. A U.S.-based team that is on your side. What a great thought. Call them today, 972-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
We are back. 3 minutes left. I'm annoyed. I'm pissed. I'm angry. I wish I could do this for the rest of the day into the wee hours of the night, but we'll do that over a cigar. He's Andrew Klavan, the host of The Andrew Klavan Show with the Daily Wire. And most importantly, if you haven't read his autobiography, The Great Good Thing, read it. It is a fabulous. I hate autobiographies, but this is a fabulous one. Let me read to you something I received from a follower on Facebook. These are regulations from Rutgers University. You can see the heading. This is actually from Rutgers. And it's about people who don't get vaccinated who work for Rutgers. And as an American Jew, I want to ask you this. People who want an exemption to getting a vaccine must wear an indicator as appropriate as deemed by Rutgers, the individual must display this indicator in a location where it is easily visible.
Wow.
Your
wow.
comments, Andrew Clavin.
Yeah, you know, wasn't it MTG who just got
yes!
attacked for saying that?
Yes,
yeah, that,
it's not Rutgers policy.
You know, it's so funny. Like, I am deeply in favor of vaccines. Like, I really enjoyed not having polio. I got this vaccine. I check with my
smallpox.
Doctor. Yeah, right, I check with my doctor first, but I'm in favor of vaccines. However, the fact that they censor information about vaccines, that they don't tell you, look, everything you take, everything you put into your body can have a side effect, and this is no exception. It makes people's conspiracy theories much more viable, right? It's the silencing.
It feeds it.
It's the same with virtually everything. When you talk about the election, you say, oh, you can't say there was any problem. No problem. No problems with the election. You start to think like, oh, people came down from outer space and stole this election. You're like, well, that's as reasonable as censoring ideas. This is bad. These guys are bad. They have no feeling for freedom. They don't care about your freedom. They care about some vague goodness that they are going to bestow upon all of us. And this is a down moment. You know, it's a dark moment. And I hope it's not going to keep getting darker, but it's a tough one.
60 seconds left. Your message to those who feel intimidated so much that they will not publicly avow their values?
You've got to remember the culture is not in the movie theater. It is in your hands every day. It is in every word that you say. It's being honest so that your children see what honesty looks like. It's being honest so that your spouse sees what honesty looks like. It is speaking up in meetings. It's going to meetings and doing the things that have to be done. That's where the culture lives. Every single one of us is carrying the culture in his hands like a flame. And if we let it go out, it'll go out all over.
A beautiful image. We expect nothing less. Every single one of you out there is a culture warrior. It's not just guys with podcasts, cameras, and microphones. Did you see that image in your mind's eye? You hold the flame of your values in your hands. You are the culture, not some cretin on TikTok. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, across the nation, live streaming on Facebook at Rumble. But next, he's not in studio. We'll have to make that happen. The one, the only, Lord Conrad Black. Do not touch that dial.